Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 705 and a quarter up one. September 709 and a half up a half. Soft July 589 and a half up a quarter. September 601 and a quarter, and it is down a quarter. July corn 441, now 40 and three quarters down a quarter. September 436 and a half down one. December 440 down one and three quarters. July soybeans trading 14.33, down 12 and a half. September 12.57 and a quarter, down 4 and a half. November 12.16, down 4 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal 476.90, down 5.40. July soybean oil 38.90, up 48 cents. June live cattle are 143.97 and a half. They're up 95. August is 143.40, up 117 and a half. August feeders 204.97 and a half. They're up 210 today. September 205.52 and a half, and they're up 190. June lean hogs are 115.72 and a half, down 25, and July at 125.07 and a half, and they are up 5 cents.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's go ahead and check in with a few stories while we're waiting to hear from Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. EPA yesterday touted the exemption of several agricultural and conservation practices from a proposed change to the Clean Water Act rule, but the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation says that the 56 practices are not all-inclusive and that U.S. farmers will face new cost and regulatory burdens if the rule goes into effect. On the phone is Dan Zwicker with CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. Actually, I'm in Taxmore, Illinois today.
I thought it might be kind of travel season for you. What are you over there doing today?
I've got some farmer meeting tonight in Aledo, Illinois, and I spent a couple days in Hennepin at our Hennepin facility, and then a day up in our Freeport facility. So I've been kind of driving around central and northern Illinois, and I'm over here in northwestern Illinois here today.
Pretty good-looking crops in much of Illinois now.
Well, we do have good-looking crops, but for June 10th, 11th, 12th, June's almost half done, they look kind of small to me. It tells me that we got a long ways to go. Mm-hmm. The crops do look good, but I don't think there's going to be much tasseling by 4th of July.
So tasseling a little bit later into the season, anticipated. Let's go ahead and look at the technicals, Dan. Let's begin with the corn. USDA didn't give us a whole lot yesterday. If you were a bull to chew on, with weather generally benign, although we could use a little bit of heat, as you suggest. We need growth at this point. Do corn futures in that December contract hold above the 2.5-year low heading into the reports at the end of the month?
Now, what do you call the 2.5-year low?
Well, I'm looking at December corn futures, and I'm looking at the 435, right?
Well, that's the contract low.
Contract low, 2.5 year low for that contract. So yeah.
Well, open interest is increasing, so you are seeing new selling come into the marketplace. So as long as you're seeing new selling based upon expectations of a big yield and a big crop, it's going to probably be. My guess is we're going to go down there and at least check it out and see if there's good buying support at that level or if we have to go a little lower. There is a chart gap underneath that level when you look at the continuation chart that was left when 13 expired and 14 took over as a December continuation chart. So there is a gap down underneath there. And that would be probably what some chartists will be looking at if the market would take out 35 to go on down to fill that chart gap that was left with December 13. And then, of course, December 13 had a low of 410 before it expired. So those are going to be all areas that the chart guy is going to be looking at, probably.
What about in soybeans? November soybeans have held up fairly well and are continuing to move sideways. But are they moving sideways to set up a top, or are they moving sideways with the intent of going higher?
Well, I think that's going to be the January 30th report story. But you have to say, at least from a technical perspective, when you kind of take out the previous corrective low point, and we have in November beans, we've tilted the market to more of a sideways to lower. So the when we took out the middle May low point here, a few days ago, you have to say that that maybe tilted the overall trend to the downside. However, you could still visualize mostly in a sideways market. Open interest in soybeans has been basically leveled out. And I think, the big collapse in the July futures here, this is, I think, the last day of the so-called Goldman roll. And people are moving out of the speculative trade is moving out of the July contracts. I think once that's out of the way, then you're going to have to, it'll be interesting to see what the commercial grain trade does or the end user crowd, because cash inventories are not moving very well at these price levels. And the function of the market will be to, invert the market, improve the basis levels, and try to get some movement, cash inventory into the pipeline. But like I said, I think, the June 30th report is going to be the big report for the rest of the year. That's going to tell us, how much old crop we still have on hand going into the last quarter of the year. And then it'll tell us how many acres we got planted, and we'll go from there.
What will technicians look to the downside? Will they look at on the November chart, 1194 and then maybe 1168, that kind of a thing?
Well, I'm away from my computer, but my guess is that they're going to be looking at that 38% retracement level. The 24-25% retracement level has been generally supportive here as we've gone sideways, but we've kind of, breaking below that. So technicians will be looking to see if there's any kind of support that begins to show up at that 38% retracement level.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. July corn, 440 and three quarters, down a quarter. December is 440, down 1 3/4. July soybeans are 1433 and a half, down 12. November's 12.17 and three quarters down 3. July soybean meal, 477.20 down 5.10. July soybean oils, 38.93 up 51 cents. And June lean hogs are 115.77 and a half. They're down 20. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.